Okay. Sunday night, or with Tess Elul. So, most of us did Kiddush Levana last night. So, two things about Kiddush Levana, because a lot of the things we say there, we don't know what we're saying it or why we're saying it. So, we'll just deal with two things tonight. One is Shalom Aleichem. Why in the world are we saying Shalom Aleichem? Well, what are we saying Shalom Aleichem for? What's that all about? So, the earlier Bior is Lavush, but we'll start off with the Mogen Avram. It was later than the Lavush. And Mogen Avram says that we just said, Tipol Aleichem Imosav Afachad, Bigdol Zrachoy Yidmu Koven. So we want to assure the people standing there that we don't mean them. We mean our enemies. So we say, Shalom Aleichem. I didn't mean you. The Tipol Aleichem Imosav Afachad is not you. That's the Mogen Avram, but the Levush is an earlier source, and the Levush says that it's an expression of joy at being Mekabel Pnei Shechina. So, okay, that's what the Levush says. We're excited. So I don't know, like to us, Shalom Aleichem is not something you say when you're excited and you're joyful. So I guess to them, maybe Shalom Aleichem was like, you know, we would say like, all right, like, you know, slap me five or something like that. Like, I guess that was that Shalom Aleichem was an exuberant way of saying like, this is gishmak, like this is wonderful. I guess Tos Shalom Aleichem doesn't mean that, but anyway, that's what the Lush says. That's an expression of simcha had been makabel pnei shechina, which of course Kiddush Levana is. The other one is the Moish Bert Aleinu, that we say Aleinu at the end of Kiddush Levana, and it's not to be makabed Moish Bert. No. That's contrary to popular belief. We say Aleinu either because we seem to be giving an inordinate amount of sort of kavod to the Levana, which could look like the earlier example of Dozara, that they paid homage to things like the Levana and the Shemesh, Kachavim, etc. So we say Aleinu l'shabeach Hu Elokeinu Einod Emes Malkeinu Eved Hu Elso Heimishtachvim Lehevel Vorik, so as to sort of say no, not us. I mean, this doesn't have to do with the Levana. This has to do with the Levana as a Mishares Hashem. That's one reason, and the other reason is that's given is that Yehoshua, right? Moshe Bird, who made up Aleinu, who composed Aleinu. Yeshua, right. So give the man a prize. So Yeshua made up Aleinu, and Yeshua is Pnei Yeshua Kipnei Levana. So that's why we say Aleinu in recognition of Yehoshua. Okay, that's Shalom Aleichem, and that's Aleinu. And now we move on to the Chavis Halvavis. We're doing Shar HaKniya. Shar HaKniya is Bittul to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're up to, well, I don't know if we're up to here, but this is where we're starting from. Perek Vav. Perek Vav is Avol HaMenhogim Sheroi Linug Bohem Bala Kniya Hei Masara. Now, still now we talked about how to develop Kniya and what to think about in order to develop Kniya. Kniya is, by the way, the Chavis Halavos' word for humility, but it's really much deeper than humility. It's Bittul Takodesh Baruch Hu. It's even like deeper than humility. It's a total negation of oneself, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not a total negation of oneself, period, but a total negation of oneself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And a recognition that if someone is talented and etc., but it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have total kniya. And that has ramifications in the more common understanding of humility, which is more ben adam l'chaveiro, not ben adam l'makom, because once you recognize that your gifts are from Hashem, then l'chora, if you really understand that, that would spill over in your ben adam l'chaveiro as well, to be humble. Anyway, so till now we talked about how to develop it and what to think about in order to develop it, etc. Now Perek Shishi talks about how to conduct yourself. Okay, you've reached kniya, let's say. You've developed that trait. So now, see to it to act out your kniya in these 10 ways. And he gives us 10 hanhogos of the Baal kniya. Avraham hanhogam shiroi lunuk behem Baal kniya he masara. Again, as opposed to previous program where he talked about what someone who wants to develop kniya should think about, now he's talking to the Baal kniya how to conduct himself. Harishon, so the first one is really sort of the same. And the reason we saw in developing kniya, but it's also on hug of a Baal kniya, it's ongoing. Das Elokim, to think about Hashem and His greatness and His awesomeness, midos of hatovos, the hayisron hashenosom la'odom al shor balei chayim. So why do you have to think about that for? Because, so you shouldn't feel, so mankind shouldn't feel superior for superior. Our Yisroel over other Balei Chayim is because of Hashem. I guess that's why that's a specific thing to think about, that He gave us superiority over other Balei Chayim. But the point of number one is to think about Hashem. Like sort of the Rambam and discussing Avos Hashem and Yiras Hashem, think about Hashem's awesomeness. Kama Shenemar, Tam Shileu Masi Yodecha, Kasha Yakir, Godel Atzmus Habore. For Roman was Gluroso in his greatness and his strength and his awesomeness, the Chachmoso Elyona, his wisdom, Yikonalo. So you should feel small. This is really the Rambam. Well, the Rambam was after the Chaim Salvavus, but this is the way the Rambam describes the process of developing Yiras Hashem and Avos Hashem, and then the Rambam says, then you take a step back and you say, whoa, so you develop Yira. So the Chaim Salvavus is saying that as a way, as a hanhoga of a Baal kniya, to think about Hashem's greatness, and Mamela, you will continue to be Yikonalo, V'yishofalofonov, V'yilma, always learn Mimashatziva HaChocham, that Shlomo HaMelech in Mishle, Al Tishadar Lufnei Melech, don't be uppity, Lufnei Melech, Koshkin Lufnei Melech Malchei Hamlochim, that's not in the Pasuk, the Koshkin and the Chavis Olovus' words, Koshkin Lufnei Melech Malchei Hamlochim, Adonai HaAdonim, Yis'alem b'demusul mihi Moshe'el. He's greater than anything we can think of comparing him to. T'moshe Omer Chana, en kadosh kashem, ki ein bil techa. Okay, we'll stop here.